Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Hi there, ladies. Today, I'd like to take a quick break from our How to Invest in Real Estate for Under $1,000 series to share some insights about why I'm actually doing this series and how it can help you no matter how much money you have to invest. I want you to really understand that these strategies are for everyone, whether you've got less than $1,000 or many, many, many hundreds of thousands of dollars. But before I get started on that whole topic, I want to tell you a fun, cute story that just happened to me. I was going to Cancun. I'm actually in Cancun right now as we record, and I was taking an Uber to the airport, and the Uber driver was really talkative. It was really fun. And he was mentioning that he just retired like a couple of months ago. He retired. His wife just retired literally the Friday before he picked us up on a Sunday. And the way that they retired, he said sort of in passing. So he was an engineer and he had some real estate in the Bay Area and some real estate in Sacramento, and now they've all retired. But then he got bored. So he started driving Uber. And it just struck me, like, I love success stories like that, right? You can just kind of, oh yeah, he just said it randomly, right? Oh yeah, I've got a couple of properties. He literally only has four doors and it retired him. So that was really inspiring to me. He was a young guy, you know, like in his early 40s. And it reminds me a lot of my own story, is that I kind of started investing when I was really young, didn't think too much about it, just kind of did the intuitive way, bought some property, held onto it, rented it. And then over time, it appreciated. And then he's doing right now what I'm also in the process of doing, which is kind of turning it into more cash flow, because he's got a lot of equity, as do I, and they need to turn it into more of a cash flow machine. So he's working on that. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. But it was just so inspiring to me to hear that success story. And I wanted to share it with you too, because it really is that intuitive and that easy. People need houses. People need a place to live. It's one of our basic needs. So if you invest in that, you're very likely to be successful. Of course, there's a skill around that. You have to find the right locations, the right kinds of properties. There's all of that stuff, which is why you're listening to this show. But if you do it and you do it right, and it's not too hard to do it right, then you can do very, very well and retire yourself fairly young if you want to. Or if you're a little bit older, it may take a little bit of time. That's okay, but it can kind of get you there. And you know, here's the thing. I talk so much about taking action, right? There are a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm 50. I'm too old. I don't want to start now. The thing is that if you don't start now and you look at this again in 5 years and you haven't started, you're 5 years down the road in the same place. And think about that. Do you want to be there? Or would you rather be 5 years down the path of I invested and now I've got some profit? Whatever that profit looks like, whether it's enough to retire you or enough to just get you to the next phase, I don't know, right? It depends on what you choose and how much effort you put into it and how much you learn, right? There's a lot of factors, but it really is important to just get started, because you'll be happy that you did further down the line. Anyways, okay, so that was my story. So let's get back to why am I really doing this series? You know that the main purpose of this show is to help you build wealth and create time and place freedom for yourself and your families, right? And I wanted to help you do this in a way that feels blissful, or at least close to blissful, right? Rather than overwhelming. In order for me to achieve this goal, you ladies need to actually take action and make investments like I was just talking about. So nothing happens until you take action. And I feel it is my job to help you move forward by taking educated action, right? We talked a little bit about location, education, but also just making a decision to move forward. So in this show, I've shared a lot of investing strategies over the years, but one of the things that I am finding is that many of the strategies that I discuss feel overwhelming, intimidating, or even unreachable. Some of this has to do with people thinking that they don't have enough to move forward, right? So to that, I just want to say much of real estate investing is to learn as you go. Of course, you need to learn about the strategies you want to pursue. You need to evaluate the markets you want to implement your strategy in. You need to have the finances and reserve finances all ready to go. But the truth is, the biggest chunk of your learning will happen once you actually start investing. That's why I recommend having a coach, mentor, or community to connect with whenever you have questions. This is really important. You don't want to go it alone, right? Because once you're in, it can feel daunting. And when things don't go exactly as planned, and that happens all the time, right? Things happen. You may feel like you can't keep moving forward or get overwhelmed. So please, please, please don't plan to go it alone. Please get some support, okay? The next reason I hear that so many of you haven't been able to take action is because of time or money. And I totally get that. And that's why I'm doing this series that we're right in the middle of. The thing I love about the strategies we're talking about here is that they don't require much of your time or money, but they do allow you to get started and get involved in the real estate market. They allow you to dip your feet in and start to get comfortable with investing in real estate. But when we talk about not having enough money, that's subjective, right? Keep that in mind. For some of you, it means that you only have a few $100s. But for some of you, you may even have hundreds of thousands of dollars and still think like you don't have enough money. That's very, very subjective. But the big thing is, I don't have enough money really translates to I'm scared to put what I've got in one place, or you're just too afraid to get started, right? That's all okay. I know that this fear is real, but that doesn't mean that you can't get started. So no matter how much money you have, a little or a lot, you can get started in real estate investing using the strategies I've been discussing in this series. You can just put a little in to get your feet wet. You can put a bit in several different strategies to test them, to see which ones you like best, or even to just diversify your portfolio. The other thing many of you ask me is that you want to invest in real estate, but you are in the process of saving up for the first investment in a property. So where do you put your money while you're quote unquote saving, right? And preferably you'd like to invest in real estate assets because they are safer and more stable than the stock market and mutual funds, which I agree with. And they may make more money than just putting them in a savings account or a money market account. I also agree with that. So in this series, I'm sharing several places that you can put money to help it grow and to keep it liquid. Liquidity is important because that way, as soon as you're ready to move money into your first property, you get access to it immediately. You don't need to wait to sell a property or wait to apply for an equity loan or equity line. There's none of that. You keep your money liquid. Instead, you can liquidate this investment and use the money within a week in many cases, right? And in the meantime, you've been getting safe returns to help those saved dollars increase in value faster without the high risk of losing your principal that you get with stocks. It is true that no investment is completely risk-free, so you're not guaranteed to not lose money. Keep that in mind. But in these strategies, you have a significantly better chance of holding onto your principal and growing it than if you put it in more volatile investments like stocks and mutual funds. And in other safe investments like savings accounts, money market accounts, and bank CDs, most of the time you will actually lose money. So how is that? Because they don't keep up with inflation. This means that because you're only getting, say, 4 or 5%, if inflation is at 9%, your real loss is about 4%. That's interesting, right? We don't think about that. But with property values increasing over time at a much faster rate than inflation, your investments are going to go up faster than with these other quote-unquote safe investments, which could mean that if you invest in real estate, you're going to be able to invest bigger in real estate later. But if you were to invest in, say, these safe investments like a saving account, money market account, or bank CD, you will actually never have enough money to invest in any kind of property or in the kinds of locations you're interested in, because the money will not have grown fast enough and the real estate market will have gotten away from you. Did that make sense? I hope so. Okay, so just understand that even in these liquid accounts, I've got some notes here, so I'm just making sure that I'm covering everything. But make sure that if you invest in these liquid real estate accounts, just understand that they're going to move more closely in line with real estate investments, but they're not going to be completely the same as if you had money in an appreciating asset. So it'll be a close match, and hopefully your money will grow much faster, but it's not going to be exact. Let's see what else. Okay, over the last many years, as David and I have been holding, stashing, and growing our real estate money to make investments, we've invested in Ginny Mae's directly through our account with Vanguard. The Ginnies track the current mortgage rates. So when the mortgage rates went so low, like 2 to 3%, this investment made no sense anymore, correct? Can you see how that is? So we definitely were losing headway on with our real estate money. And I decided to start searching for other options of where to put our money and to keep it liquid. Remember how important liquidity is. And with this instance of me holding on to money, but wanting to put it into real estate as soon as I found the right property or had enough money. So that's how I started to learn about all these strategies that I've been talking to you about in this series. And I thought this would be a good information to share with you too, whether or not you have a lot of money. I just wanted to give you some perspective on why I've been doing this series. I hope today I've given you not only some context, but some things to think about. And more importantly, some inspiration to look at what you can take action on. Whether it's one of these strategies or one of the many strategies I've talked to on my show over the years. Because nothing happens without action. Before I sign off, I want to tell you another really cute story. So I'm here in Cancun and I went on a tour of Tulum yesterday. And it was just a magical, beautiful experience. But one of the things that happened is my foot started to get blistered. It was so hot. It was like 100 degrees outside. It was roasting. It was really humid. My feet just started to blister and I just couldn't walk anymore. So we got to this moment where everybody was going to separate for about 50 minutes. We had about an hour on our own and our tour guide was going to go back to the bus and just kind of wait while everybody kind of explored. So I decided to walk back with him and just kind of sit in the Starbucks close to the little store, whatever, where we were going to meet, the souvenir store. So he and I are walking along and he's telling me about, because we saw a bunch of construction, and he was telling me about this new train that's going in to connect all the little communities down in the southeast of Mexico. So there are a bunch of Mayan communities. They're very poor. And so a lot of these people don't have access to sort of their cultural history. Like they can't go visit the Mayan ruins. They're just kind of living day to day. And so this train is supposed to help people connect so they can get to other parts, other cities in Mexico. And then, of course, it's also going to help the tourists. A tourist that stays in Cancun will be able to take a train directly to Tulum. So it'll bring in more industry and more money into the economy. So he was really excited about all of this. It's so interesting because you talk to other people in the community and they're like, they're ruining nature. You know, we don't want this train in. But this guy in the tourist industry was really excited about it. And you know what? I don't know who's right or wrong. But I did love talking to this guy and sort of seeing his vision. His thing was, you know, so many people are still poor in Mexico. If you open their ability to be transported or to get from place to place, they can take advantage of other industries in Mexico. Like more people have access to the tourism industry so that they can be lifted up. I loved that. But one of the things I said sort of in passing was, wow, it's probably a pretty good time to buy real estate here, don't you think? because this train is going to take 5 years to be built. And he said, actually, I do think that. I just bought two properties myself. And I was kind of like, what do you say? Not dumbfounded, speechless. Yay, this guy, like this tour guide who's not making that much money just bought two pieces of property. So they were actually, both of these properties are about an hour away from Tulum. They're on a lake and he bought them for $3,000 American each. He bought two plots for $3,000 American each. And he's going to have to fix them up. And then he was saying, I was thinking about doing an Airbnb for people that want to be a little bit off the beaten path. And I was so delighted and excited because I thought, wow, look at what Airbnb has made possible for people. And also, look at what kind of studying about real estate does for all of us, right? It's happening all over the world and it just brings such joy to me. Both of the stories that I've told you today are about men. I want to hear this more from us women. And that's what this show is about, right? It's about you ladies doing these amazing things, getting out there, investing, taking control of your future, looking at what's going on in the communities around you and seeing opportunities and then taking advantage of them. So I hope those stories inspired you. I hope today's episode gave you a little bit more perspective on exactly why I'm doing this series. Remember, this isn't about if you don't have a lot of money. It's just opportunities for diversification, for learning, for getting your feet wet, just parking your money somewhere where you can get decent returns that's not volatile and that's also not high risk, right? So there's a lot of good reasons to take a look at the strategies that I'm talking about in this series. And I hope that you guys saw that today, and I hope that you're inspired to take some action. So I'll continue the series again next week. Until then, I look forward to you guys listening to this series again. Go ahead and do that, right? Now that you have a little bit more perspective, if you haven't been listening to the series, or if you've been kind of like brushing it off because it's not for you, please go back and listen to it. And until next week, always remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.